Page 10. Reading. Read and listen.
Today, Global Culture is interviewing Eugenia Hartley of Jackson, Mississippi, in the U.S. about changes to culture. Ms. Hartley, culture has changed a bit since you were growing up in the 40s, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. And maybe more so for me than for others, because Jackson is in the South, which was pretty socially conservative when I was a young girl.
Please tell us about some of the changes you have personally experienced.
My heavens. Well, the New South is so different from the Old South in a lot of good ways, as everyone knows. But since you ask me personally, it would probably be technology, the way young people talk to their elders, table manners.
Okay, how have those things changed?
Well, for example, when I was growing up, the family dinner hour was the one time in the day when the family sat down together, and it was a special time. Today, that's changed. In many families, there is no dinner hour. Kids eat snacks or fast food all day, moms are out in the workforce and don't have time to make a proper meal, and there are so many activities that it seems like no one has time. In my day, children were more respectful and quiet at the table. We spoke when we were spoken to. We didn't put our elbows on the table, and we dressed nicely. No one came to the dinner table in shorts or jeans the way they do today.
That is different, isn't it? You mentioned technology. How has that changed?
How hasn't it changed? Well, today, I see boys and girls staring at screens for hours. I didn't see a television until I was 16. Very few people had one. And when I finally saw one, watching it was always a family occasion. I wasn't allowed to watch it on my own. The whole family gathered to watch sports or news. Oh, and the internet didn't exist. If I wanted to get some information, I went to the library and found a book, or I asked someone. I guess it's easier to study now, but back then we had to be a bit more social and go outside and talk to people. But we couldn't be out too late. I had a curfew, and if I wasn't home by 11, I was grounded for at least a month.
And you mentioned the way young people address their elders. How has that changed?
Well, today you hear teens, even children, calling adults by their first names. We had to address adults as sir or ma'am. And we always used Mr. and Mrs. I suppose that sounds a little old-fashioned today, doesn't it?
Maybe so. Thanks so much, Ms. Hartley, for an interesting interview.